It is the 2 o'clock news, and I'm Catherine Agenu. The Office of the Clerk to Parliament has scheduled May the 25th as the date on which the newly sworn-in members of Parliament shall elect their Speaker and Deputy Speaker to fill the House for the next 5 years. In the announcement delivered by Peter Odeke, who serves in the Office of the Clerk to Parliament, it is also stated that this shall be the first business the 12th Parliament conducts. Among those sworn in this morning is Bukedia Woman Member of Parliament Anita Mong, who has in the previous week deployed enormous efforts to retain the speakership seat she ascended to after she was elected to replace the late Jacob Olanya, who died in 2022. Also in the race for speakership is Norbert Mao of the Democratic Party, Lydia Wanyoto of the NRM, and the former Minister for Urban Development, Prasis Namuganza, among others. Now, nearly 100 out of the 529 members of the 12th Parliament have so far been sworn in. The swearing-in that will run for 3 days started this morning. Among those who have so far taken oath are Adjumani West MP Moses Ali, former Prime Minister Robina Nabanja, former Vice President Jessica Alupo, among others. Now, speaking to the media shortly after swearing in, Nabanja promised to promote the President's efforts against poverty and corruption in the country.
We know that we still have a number of things which are not yet covered. We have come from far. We did not have a district. The district came. We did not have Tamaka Road. The Tamaka Road came. We have constructed schools. We have constructed health centers. We still have a few sub-counties without secondary schools, without health centers. So that is going to be our focus. We still have some parishes without primary school. So that's going to be our focus, so that our area is covered and nobody goes to town. The other thing we are focusing on now is to fight poverty. We want household income. We are going to support the President once again.
Meanwhile, after taking oath, the former Vice President, Jessica Lupo, has also spoken to the media and made some pledges.
My agenda in this term of office as a member of parliament for Katakwi is to ensure that services to the people of Uganda are expeditiously implemented. And the basic one of health for everybody is top priority. I want to announce to you that I have just been having a meeting with the Vice President of Algeria and the promise of our host.
Others are the former Information Minister, Dr. Chris Bariomusi, former Minister for the Presidency, Miri Babalanda, Gweri Counties, Herbert Eriko, and Kazo Counties, Dan Kimoshu.
In the name of the Almighty God, that I will give faithful service to this Parliament and support and uphold the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by law established. So help me God.
That I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the Republic of Uganda, that I will preserve, protect, defend the Constitution, so help me God. I, as registered Dan Kimoshu, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will give faithful service to this Parliament and support and uphold the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by law established.
Well, those are the voices of some of the MPs that have so far sworn in. And according to the swearing-in schedule, up to 197 MPs are expected to take oath by close of business today. We are closely following that story and shall be bringing you all the updates as they unfold.